Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what's going on with the music. Something's happening. Well, let's try something else and see what's going on. Okay, let's go on with him. Here we go. We'll be right back. Clearly commands us to forgive others. God longs to fashion us into his likeness, that we might model the love that we have been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to the undeserving, as we have been offered grace and forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with the courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace, and may God's love shine through as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. One of the most important distinctions to make when learning about the practice of forgiveness is to forgive the person, not their actions. Playing the sequence of someone's wrongful actions repeatedly in the mind is a terrible hindrance to obeying God's command to forgive. So when we continually reflect on how wrong an action was, our thoughts act as a blockade between our hearts and God's heavenly compassion. And John chapter 13, verse 34 tells us, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also love one another. God forgives us because he loves us, not because our actions are worthy of forgiveness. He forgives us because he values a restored relationship with us over our sins. He forgives us because he is filled with love for us, not because of our actions. Confession demand forgiveness from him. And he says, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. So when Peter denied Jesus three times, he offered him a relationship and another opportunity to serve him. When Thomas was filled with doubt, Jesus offered him a nail-pierced hand. And when we sin against God, he offers us forgiveness that we might receive in the full depths of his love once again. In Luke chapter 6, verse 37, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Our job is not to judge or condemn the actions of another. The only one worthy of passing judgment is already seated on his throne. God alone is perfect and able to offer sound judgment. He alone carries the burden of being King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he continually chooses to show mercy and compassion on the undeserving. He continually offers forgiveness to the unworthy and sinful. He continually runs out to meet us in our sin like the father of the prodigal son. So showing compassion for the wrongful actions of another is not easy, but it is necessary. If we are to live a lifestyle of continued forgiveness the way God commands, we must look into the heart of the person and receive God's compassion rather than taking up a seat of judgment. So if we were to love one another as God loved us, we must value relationship over worldly justice and give grace where none is deserved. May we obtain access to the heart of the Heavenly Father today as we seek to love as he loves. May we be filled with compassion for others after reflection of the overwhelming grace we've been shown. And may we be filled with courage and strength to reach past our wrongful action, to forgive that person from our hearts. So meditate on God's command to judge not. Allow Scripture to renew your mind to important command to forgive others. What action has been deemed unforgivable in your mind? Where are you struggling to forgive a person because of the way they wronged you? Ask God to give you the ability to look past the wrongful action to the heart of the person so that you might have compassion and offer forgiveness. Spend time in his presence, removing yourself from the seat of judgment so that you can offer grace and forgiveness. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we were dust. So when we offer forgiveness where none is deserved, we are placing our hope in justice and reconciliation in God rather than ourselves. When we offer mercy, we look to heaven for all things to be set right and renewed rather than looking to this fallen and folly-filled world. There are no perfections in this world. There is nothing we can do to completely rid this world of inherent depravity. So we must look to our Heavenly Father to work and heal as he wills and follow in his footsteps. We must carry an atmosphere of grace so that heaven can meet earth through our lives and draw people into the fold of God. So may we have the strength and perspective to place our hope in heaven and offer mercy, compassion, and forgiveness to the wrongful, destitute, and the proud. Amen. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 13. It'll bring this devotional more to light. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord God to be your Savior, okay, you can do so tonight by simply saying this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I also thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So once again, thank you for the assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And once again, thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Way of Mill Ministries would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to see him, and the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Let's say goodbye to Pastor Veal, okay? Since he is no longer a part of his ministry, he decided to copycat me and open God's Rainbow Ministries, okay? And also name his show Purpose Gospel Radio. That just shows you that he himself cannot think of one of his own. So, goodbye, Pastor Veal. Okay. And adios to him. Okay, let's bring on Pastor Leroy. Amen. Hey, Pastor
Leroy.
How
you doing, Pastor Ken? Look, man, I'm going to say that sermon tonight you did was phenomenal, man. I listened to every word, and it was incredible. Now, I got a couple. First of all, I want to say some shout-outs, man, what I want to tell you what I'm calling in for. I want to thank WXAQ here in New York City, which is our show that normally does the Hugs for Harlem show last night, man. They simulcasted our show on WKTU 103.5 here in Manhattan. Not only did they do that, man, but they simulcasted my show on Z100, which is one of the biggest radio stations here in the five boroughs, man. And we had over 10,000 views on my show last night. And thank you all for all you did tonight. I know you're listening out here tonight, and thank you for that. All right, with that being said, I want to talk about Pastor Veal. I want to know what happened there, man. Why are you hanging up on him? Why is he not part of the show? And I also want to know what happened to Pastor Kent. At one time, Pastor Kent, we were a foursome, man. We came on here. All four of us came on here for many episodes. And now Pastor Kent is gone. And now apparently you have an issue with Pastor Veal. Please explain this, man.
Well, Pastor Veal decided to start up his own blog talk, okay, and decided to use my name, okay, God's Rainbow Ministries, okay, and also he decided to use the name Purpose Gospel Radio as his own, okay. I came up with these ideas, okay? It was me that started GRM. It was me that came up with Purpose Gospel Radio. And he has no right, okay, using my names, okay, to do his own show. I respect that he's doing his own show, but what I don't respect is that the man can't sit there and think for himself. He's got to copycat someone else.
Well, I mean, I understand that, man. That's a terrible thing. He should do his own show. But the whole thing is, man, where'd the fallout happen? I thought you guys were friends. I know you and I are friends. I've been doing your show since the summertime. I don't understand why Pastor Veal went to the other side. Maybe you could explain that to me. I don't understand it, man.
Well, I really don't know. Okay, I gave him the position of executive producer of my show.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything to be there in that position. Okay, he said he was going to do something. Instead, he was trying to get me to accept a man that I detest, named Benjamin Buford Fontaine III, to sponsor, this radio program, which I have no reason to like him at all.
Well, I'm not sure who that is, man. Who is a Benjamin Buford? What?
Fontaine.
Benjamin Buford Fontaine, man.
He's a made-up character, that talks like Foghorn.
Benjamin Fontaine, man. You ever heard anybody like that? I mean, you listen to the show all the time. Well, she apparently knows who he is. I never heard of him before, man. But I don't understand why he's trolling your show, man.
I don't know. Okay, do not know. Only he does. Well, anyway, we've got a caller from 111. Let's take this caller and see who we have. 111. You're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Another bad show, another ripped sermon. Jeez, when does it end? And you just play music all the time.
Oh!
Jeez,
this
show is off,
man.
The rails bad.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I don't think so.
You keep ripping these sermons and passing them off as your own. I don't know why you do that. Just write your own sermons. You know, you call other people on original, but here you are ripping content day in, day out.
Well, that's
all you
not
can
what
say
I'm
is,
doing.
And that's all you can say is, that's not what I'm doing. Well, it is, because every time you do a show, I get a message. And it has a link to the sermon you used, and you didn't even say, oh, this sermon is originally from this guy. You don't give him credit. You're just ripping them off and passing it off as your own.
No, I'm not doing that. But thank you anyway. Goodbye. All righty. Anyway, Pastor Leroy. What's going on up there in the Bronx?
No, I'm doing great, man. It's a little cold here. We're expecting a major snowstorm at the end of next week, man. And that kind of concerns me, man. Because here in the Bronx, man, when we get snow, we get a lot of snow. And we're expecting a snowstorm on Friday that could bring 1 to 2 feet of snow here in the Bronx, man. Now, I have a lot of kids. And my grandkids who helped me out. And I got to apologize, man. I really do. A few episodes ago, man, I was chastising my family, man. I didn't mean to do that. I love them very much. My daughter who lives with me is the major problem. She's got 7 kids of her own. I got like... I don't know how many grandkids. How many grandkids do I have, baby? Come on over here, man. Just hold on a second, man. Come here. How many grandkids do we have? I'm not making you shit, man. I'm not going there. I'm sorry. We got about 20, 25 grandkids somewhere in there. My wife is a pain in the ass, man. She wants me to come upstairs and watch some bullshit. The Jeffersons. You remember the Jeffersons from the 80s, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants me to come up there. She's been watching that show on Amazon, man. And she's like, "Oh, Mo, I need a shower. Come on up. I want you to watch it with me." I want to go up there and watch the Jeffersons, man. I saw them back in the 80s, man. They're all dead. You know what? The Jeffersons, man. Do you know how many people are alive from that show? Only two people that were part of that show. Sherman Helmsley is dead. The woman who played his wife is dead. Roxy Roca, who played Mrs. Wells, is dead. The guy, the white guy who played the white husband, is dead. Everybody's dead. I'm not going to go into it, man. But they're all dead. And she likes to watch that show up there, man. Marla. What? No shit. All right, Marla Gibbs. My wife is telling me Marla Gibbs, who played who she played? The maid? The maid. She played the maid on the show. Is still alive. Damn. It's got to be like 125, man. Holy shit. She's like in the late 80s, man. I'm sorry, I thought she was like 125. Look here, man. If you got any of calls, please take them. I don't want to take up.
Yeah, I got
another
111 call. Let me see who we got. 111, you're on here.
Yeah.
Hello.
My name is Joan Rogers. God's Rainbow Ministries with Pastor Veal is on tonight at 10 o'clock Central Time. Tune in for Purpose Gospel Radio with the number one host on Blog Talk Radio.
That's so funny.
What the hell was that, man?
A recorded message from Pastor Veal.
You know what? You know what? I got to say, man, honestly, I'm very disappointed in what happened here with you and Pastor Veal. I love when Pastor Veal came on the show and gave his input, man. It was great. He's a talented young man, a young pastor. He's probably about 20 or 30 years younger than you and me, Pastor Ken. But he was a phenomenal voice on this show. Please tell me what happened. Something obviously happened between you and him. Please explain it to me, man.
I can't explain it. I don't really know. Okay? Don't really know.
I mean, you had something going on the side? Did you not, that you're not telling me about? I just don't understand. And what about Pastor Kent? Now, Pastor Kent.
He can't stay up late. Okay? So that's why he's not on my show. If I did my show around 5 o'clock or so, he could come on.
What do you mean he can't stay up late? He can't stay up till 9 o'clock? Look here, man.
No,
I'm an old man, too. And I get that.
Yeah,
and
he has to go to work in the morning.
All right, well, you know, it is what it is, man. That just sucks because Pastor Kent was a big part. Why don't you do your show an hour early?
Say what?
Maybe you should do your show an hour earlier.
He still wouldn't stay up that late. Okay? He likes to do shows around 5 o'clock in the evening or 6 o'clock his time.
All right, well, you know, I get that, man. That's his channel. He can do whatever he wants. I'm glad you're on here tonight. Do you have any callers?
And I have a 111 caller. Let me bring him on. 111, you're on the air.
How you doing there, Kenny? This is Ben Garza.
Yeah, but it's not. How you doing, Dan?
I just wanted to know, remember when we used to touch wieners?
No, goodbye, Dan. Okay, let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, Johnny Balls. I'm excited to be listening to the Real God's Rainbow Ministries with Pastor V.
Goodbye. Okay. That's it for the callers. We have some other ones that are listening on hold, but they haven't pressed the one key.
Well, how about you do this? How about you do this, Pastor Kane? How about you play some Christmas music for the next 15 minutes and see if anybody comes on your show, man?
Yeah, I'll do that. It sounds like a good idea. Play some Christmas music. Let me bring some up here.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I love this time of year. I love the Christmassy time of year.
Yeah, me too. Okay, here we go.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Gordon McRae has graciously consented to join Harry Geller, the top 20, and myself in our Christmas hymn for tonight. Gordon? Thank you.
Thank you.
have us some good Christmas music there. Amen. All right. All right, let's take another caller here. 111. 111, you're on the air.
Why are you being such a jerk to my daddy? You big mean man. You shouldn't be a pastor.
Whatever. Goodbye. Okay. All right, Pastor Leroy.
I don't understand what that was, man. Why are you getting all these weird calls, Pastor Ken?
I have no earthly idea.
Yeah, I'm very sad that all the pastors here, Pastor Kent and Pastor Veal, have gone to the other side. But let me say this, man. I stuck with you through all thick and thin, man. And I will be with you through thick and thin, whatever comes down the line. I'm glad that you kept me on your show. I love you. I love your significant other, even though sometimes he never starts to fuck up, which is okay, though, because that's who he is. That's who Tony F. is, and I understand that. And he hasn't even said hi to me in like 3 shows, man. I've asked him to come on, and he won't come on here and say hi to me. I thought that he or that I was one of his biggest fans on the show, man. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's okay if he doesn't come on. It's okay.
No, yeah. Hopefully he'll come on. Okay, Flora, if you're listening, pick up the phone and say hi to Pastor Leroy. Hopefully he'll do so.
Well, you know what? You know what I think, honestly, Pastor Ken, all due respect, I don't think he gives a shit about me, man. I think he only cares about you, and that's okay. I get that. You guys have been together a long time, man, and I think anybody that comes into the circle of trust, maybe you got a circle of trust. Maybe I've interfered in that circle of trust. Maybe Pastor Veal interfered in that circle of trust. And maybe Tony F. is a little bit, man, just a little bit jealous of us for being such a fan of yours, man. But you got to understand something, Tony F., if you're listening. There are people out there that love Pastor Ken, that listen to his praise. He he's almost on here every night, man. And there's a lot of trolls out there who hate Pastor Ken. And they send him all this bullshit, man. I don't do that, man.
Yes, you
so
don't.
If you don't want to respect me, Tony F., I get it. I'm not going after your boyfriend. I got my own wife. I got my kids. I got my 375 grandkids. I don't need any of that. Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken is my buddy. I've been on here. I started with Pastor Ken on May 27th of this year, man. So we've been together nearly 7 months. Yeah, we're not together. Well, we are part of the show, and I love being on Pastor Ken's show, and I feel privileged to be on here, man. So if you don't like Tony F., if you're jealous of me, whatever's going on with you, man, just know that I am a fan of Pastor Ken, and that's why I'm on here, man. And that's all I'm going to say about that. In the meantime, I'm going to have – I got a cocktail here. I got a, what you bring me here, baby? What? This is a gin and tonic with some, man, we got some other shit in here, man, like some apricot shit, right? What is this, apricot? Oh, it's apple. I'm sorry, man. It's apple. We got apple shit in here, man. And I'm drinking this alcohol, and you know what? You know why I'm drinking, Pastor Ken? Because it's a Friday night, man. Because I have worked for 40 years, man. And I deserve to drink on a Friday night. I deserve to drink during the week if I want to drink, man. I worked a long time and many years to get where I'm at in my life, man. Many, many, many. God damn many years, man. And I spent some time in prison when I was a youngster back in Harlem. And I did some bad shit. But you know what? Here I am right now, man. And I'm enjoying a cocktail. And I have all due respect to your show, man. But let's be honest, man. I got some marijuana waiting for me in about 20 minutes. And I'm going to smoke it. Because here in my state of New York, man, marijuana is legal. I could go down to the dispensary here on 47th Street. My wife is looking out for everything I say, man. She don't want me to be like all drunk and shit. Thank you, babe. Yeah, you're all right, man. How about you get the hell out of here and go up and watch the TV, man? The Jeffersons are going to be on in like 10 minutes, man. All right, but all due respect, my wife's like obsessed with the Jeffersons, man. It's on Amazon. So let me say this, man. I don't want to be the main part of your show. Okay? I'm on here because I respect you, Pastor Ken, respect your significant other when he comes on here to defend you. But he has not said hi to me in 3 episodes, and it makes me think he's jealous of me, man, which really pisses me off.
No, he's not jealous of you.
No, I think he is, man.
He's just doing something else.
And he knows I'm your biggest fan, man.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor Leroy. And you're always welcome here. Always welcome here.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let's take another caller, a 111 caller, see who we got.
Hi, this is Pastor Veal. Why did you hang up on my daughter? She called into the show to give her a piece of her mind, to give you a piece of her mind. She's very upset over the situation. And you're out here claiming you own GRM. You kicked me out of your chat room. You're just being ungodly. You're a very ungodly man right now, Ken.
Yeah, right. And you got to sit there and send tape-recorded messages and calls to boost your program on my radio show.
No, I'm not. Some of those were taped ads, actually. I figured I'd advertise on the fake GRM because this audience is rightfully mine.
GRM. You are the fake GRM. So goodbye, Pastor Veal. Thank you for calling, and you're not wanted. Goodbye. Okay?
What's going on here, man? What am I missing?
He started another GRM. He can't bring a ministry name of his own. That's what's going on.
What do you mean he started another GRM? What does that mean?
He started another God's Rainbow Ministries.
Well, don't you have trademark on your channel, man?
Well, I thought so, but evidently he thinks he's privileged to go ahead and use it.
Well, see, the problem is in this country, and you're in the country that I'm in, and you're not Pastor Kent in Canada. So in this country, the problem is unless you've got a trademark on your channel, unfortunately, anybody could take that name. Anybody could take the name of anybody that's not trademarked, man.
Yeah, I evidently see that, okay? I evidently see that.
I don't understand why you and Pastor Veal are not in cahoots anymore. Maybe you could explain that to me. Why did he do this, man? What did you do?
I really don't know.
Upset him. You must have done something that upset him, man.
He decided to be a prick.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Pastor Veal in a few weeks, man. He used to call my show and used to my Hugs for Harlem show. And he hasn't called in for a few weeks. I'm not sure what's going on with him. And Pastor Kent was supposed to do a show earlier tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern time. He started a show for like 10 minutes with some music, and it just went dead, man. There was nothing there. And I was waiting on hold to go on the show. So I don't know what the hell's going on with him, man. He's on some kind of like Vietnam trip or something, man. He's all fucked up. But let me say this, Pastor Ken. This is Leroy Jackson. In case of people just tuning in, don't know who I am, man. I'm Leroy Jackson, and I reside here in the Bronx, man. And I've been here for a long time, and I appreciate all you people listening tonight to Pastor Ken's show. But I'm trying to figure out what happened between Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent. Pastor Ken and Pastor Veal. We used to be a foursome on this show a couple months ago, man. Now it's just me and Pastor Ken left, which is okay. I'm okay with that, man, because I love Pastor Ken. I always told you you were my favorite pastor. But I don't understand why the rest of our I don't know what you want to call it, man. Maybe
our panel,
our clan is gone. Maybe you could tell me what happened. Just please tell everybody, man.
I really don't really know, to tell you the truth. We just had a falling out. That's all I can say. We got a 1-1-1 call. Let me take him and see who we got.
Yeah.
Leroy, the reason why I'm no longer on the show is because Ken kept sending me nude pictures via an email. That's why I broke off and started my own show.
That's not true. Never sent
that
you
is
any
true.
Nude pictures. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. What the hell was... Who is that? Who is that?
Pastor Veal.
He said he was sending him nude pictures. Is that what he said?
Yeah. What he knows better, I wasn't sending no nude pictures.
All right, man, I don't get what's going on here, man. This is kind of freaking me out, man.
Well, yeah, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Some people like to make up bullshit.
Well, I told you when I talked to you a couple nights ago that I've received a lot of emails at my parish, and I have since coming on the show. I received emails from people I never heard of before. Somebody named Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Somebody named, hold on. Who else is here, man? Well, from Johnny Longfellow, people, man, have sent me a lot of emails that I never heard of before in my parish. And it kind of disturbs me, man. I want to be on your show. I want to stay on your show. But it's been really fucked up to get all these emails at my parish from people I never heard of before. So what's the name? Benjamin what? Benjamin Buford Fontaine. Who is that?
He's a made-up character, okay? It's somebody pretending to be Benjamin Buford Fontaine III, and he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. Okay? You know the cartoon?
Foghorn Leghorn, you mean from the old Looney Tunes cartoon?
Yeah, the rooster.
Oh, yeah, I remember him, man. Yeah, I remember him. Did he go, hi-yaw?
Yeah, That's how Benjamin Buford sounds.
So who is he? I mean, how do you know him, man?
I don't know him personally. I never met the man. is from Discord, okay? He's on Discord and he talks a lot of mad crap.
I'm just trying to figure out why these people are boycotting your show, man. I don't go on. I don't look here, man. I don't go on to those chat rooms. I don't go on to Discord. I'm sorry. So I said Discord. I apologize for that, man. Discord. I don't go on any of that stuff, man. I don't go on to Facebook. Or what's the other one? The Twitter? And what about, what's the other? There's like a bunch of them, right? TikTok.
Instagram.
My granddaughter is a, I'm going to tell you right now. My granddaughter has a huge channel on TikTok, man. And she does is dance and show her booty and dance around and to some like, music, man. What does she say? What is that? Is that TV shit? TV shit? It's not even what it is, right? It's the key. Okay, it's Takesha. My granddaughter, Takesha, she has a channel on TikTok, and all she does is dance around in these short shorts and a shirt with no bra, man. It makes me sick. I can't look at my granddaughter like that, but apparently 250,000 people? That can't be right. Hold on a second. What are you? 250,000 people? Are you serious? Damn. She got 250,000, probably most of them, honestly, are horny dicks. Looking at my granddaughter, man, that makes me sick. That makes me sick to my stomach, man. This is my granddaughter. God damn, I can't talk about this on Pastor Ken's show. Get out of here, man. Get this shit out of here. Just go upstairs, man. Go up and watch Sanford and Son. God damn. I'm sorry, Pastor Ken. I'm sorry about that, man. That's my family just intervening in my... You know, in my show here, man. And they do the same thing on the Hugs for Harvest show. Tell them to get the hell out of here, man. So do you have any callers, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, I got a 111 caller. Probably Pastor Veal again. I'll bring him on.
Ken sent me videos of him spread open with his butt cheeks wide.
It was Pastor Veal.
I'm not sure what that means. Why would Pastor Veal go to the other side, man? Why would he just be an enemy? I don't understand that, man. Like 2 weeks ago, man, he was my co-host and your co-host on the show, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He went crazy, I guess. Went crazy. Well, anyway, I'm going to end the show now. I got a couple minutes left. I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless. Okay, give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, give a shout-out to Johnny Longfield, DC2. Okay, God bless you guys. God bless everybody in the chat room, Brimshaw, Ferrara, Gavin Moorhead, and guest 1369 that was in. And God bless you, Pastor Leroy. Have a wonderful night. And until we meet again, Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope you and I will be on tomorrow night.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, I want